You may know her as Heather Black when she was at KSRO many moons ago. She was Heidi Larson. Hi-ho, Heidi.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
25 years ago I started here.
Oh, that's when you started
that's
here.
That's when
was 25
I
years ago. Okay,
yes.
So what did you do?
I'll never forget it. My first gig was the overnight shift on KSRO.
Oh, always a pleasure, the overnight shift. Yeah.
On College Avenue, I got 2 hours of training.
Oh, good.
And this is how you do the news. You just push this button at the top of the hour and talk. So that's what I did.
Okay. Yeah. That was the microphone button, I assume.
I hope so. Yeah. I have no idea. And, of course, right after the guy left, the whole thing shut down.
Yeah.
But it's unbelievable being here. I remember when we moved to this building.
Mm-hmm. From college.
From college.
Yeah.
And learning how to do news and how to do radio, this was it for me. I'd done a little voiceover work in television, but coming to radio was amazing.
Well, you were surrounded by some people who had a little experience in radio,
right?
Oh,
yeah. We were owned by Fuller Jeffrey at the time, and then we were purchased and moved here. I mean, all the things that went on. And, yeah, Jim Grady, Merle Ross, it was amazing. Those are the people who taught me. And McGuire was still on with Jim in the mornings.
Right. Doing the news.
Yes, doing the news. And I believe, you know, I'm so old now. It was early 1994 when I moved back, because I moved to L.A. for 6 months to work in the film industry. And I came back, and they were so gracious. The Fox let me be on the air, which was wonderful. And KSRO brought me back. And I did evening news, and I board opt, and I produced shows. And then they needed a morning show news person with Jim.
Uh-huh.
Which... I'd known Jim since I was a baby from May at Swim Center. I knew his kids. I knew his wife. And it was sort of this, what? You want me to do the... I can't do the news with Jim Grady. That's crazy. I can't. So we had a blast. It was some of the best times of my life. I mean, how often can you say when you're 25 that after your shift, your boss and the traffic guy, Steve Harvey, are going to take you to the 440? You know, John Harvey and I, 9:30 in the morning, there you are at the 440.
I'm telling you, they had the reputation for being the couple of guys who could do that. And I worked at another radio station. They talked me into meeting them there at 10 o'clock in the morning once.
What?
No, once.
I did it far too many times. And it was such a joy. And the people who listen to KSRO are amazing. And I know they still are because it's local. It's here. It's been here for 80 years.
Yeah, I know. And I really think it has a unique place. It's, you know, the only AM station, for one thing, in Sonoma County. And also, I think it has a particularly strong presence when it comes to anything local.
I agree. And I think there was a time, I'm going to be critical, I'm sure I'll hear about this later, when that stopped. There was an ownership group where the local aspect really sort of shut down.
Right.
And when you came on, I was all amazed when you were out, you were here, you were on the week, it was nights, it was weekends, you were covering what was going on, which is what KSRO always was. You know, if there was an emergency, we were down with the EOS office here talking to them.
Yeah.
And you had your little mic and you went out, and I know you're going to have a dear friend of mine on in a little while.
Yes. You know a little bit about Alex Stone, don't you?
I love Alex. Alex was 14. And there was a little weekend radio show they'd come in and do. Mm-hmm. It was a group of kids. And he wanted to intern with Jim. And so we took him in to intern with Jim. And I used to drive Alex home. Alex videotaped my wedding.
Well, he was too young to have a driver's license.
Right.
Yeah.
He was, 14, 15. And I know someone called in and said, I asked Alex for his autograph because I knew he'd be famous someday. And we all did.
Yep.
You know, Jim Grady really believed that. And I think Alex has the face for television.
Absolutely. He's a good-looking guy.
He really is, and he's great on the radio, and I know he still comes here to visit his folks and stuff, but it was an amazing time in radio. Things have changed a little bit, but I really like the way KSRO is going back to local. I think it's huge. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and I want to hear what's going on locally more, but I know, for me, the training ground and what we used to do here was amazing.
Yeah.
When this first started... down at this building, if people haven't been to Fox Plaza, we have the whole upstairs now. When we first moved in, the FM stations were at the other end, and KSRO was at this end. And in the middle was United Way. So there was no connection between the two. So if you worked KSRO overnights, you had little lights that are still behind you that tell you who's off the air, and you had to run out the building as fast as you could.
But you had to run outside because you couldn't go through.
No,
yeah,
could
now we
through.
Take up the whole building. It's a little bit different, but yeah. Yeah, strange. I mean, the equipment has certainly changed since we first started working here in Sonoma County.
I look at the boards in the building, which is, for those people who have never seen a radio board, that's what controls the show. It has all the microphones and everything. It used to take up almost the entire side that Daniel's sitting on.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't. And I don't even know if you have cart machines. That they look like 8-tracks. We used to use those.
Not anymore. No.
Yeah.
No,
I think we may have one hiding in the building
somewhere.
We
can't even play a CD anymore because they're outdated.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to cut tape by hand. When we edited commercials,
blades.
You had a razor blade and tape. And Daniel's like, what? What are you talking about? It was interesting. But... it's just so amazing that KSRO is still around. I remember the 60th anniversary. I remember Jim's parties. We threw parties. And anyone who was anyone would come in and visit Jim in the morning. You know, Bob St. Clair would just show up.
Yeah.
He took us one day to training camp for the Niners. And Bob St. Clair rode, I can tell the story now because he's passed on. He rode in my Acura. Now, if you've ever met Bob, he's not a petite flower.
He was huge, yeah.
And we met at the Nutty Irishman. You know where this is going. And it had an ice chest with ice cold Jägermeister that he could drink all day.
Ugh.
And we drove there, and it was an experience. I don't think I would have ever had the experiences in life that I did if I hadn't been here. He took us to training camp. People kneeled down and worshipped him because he was wearing his Super Bowl ring, and you know, he was in the Hall of Fame, and it was so cool.
Well, and he, you know, I think he's illustrative of, you know, the kind of people that just showed up here because they knew that, you know, if it was of local import, then they needed to be here at KSRO.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that was, you know, Jim was really the thread in the Sonoma County fabric that brought all of those people and all of us people together.
He was. And the 5 a.m. Wild Bunch was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. They were the greatest humans on the face of the earth. Jeff was in here. He was one of our assistants running the board, and we went on trips with them. I mean, they were crazy. They were just amazing. And the other news people were amazing. You had Merle Ross here. I can't tell you how much I learned from him, because when we were at KSRO, you had to write news stories overnight, and you had to upload things to Associated Press.
Mm-hmm.
So our stories ran all over.
Yeah.
I met my first husband here. He was one of the sports guys. And Sue McGuire was amazing when she trained me before she left. And it was just great. We had Daryl Curtis and Alan Stock and John McDougall. I produced his show. I mean, the experiences here. And I don't think Sonoma County, I think they forget every once in a while what a treasure KSRO really is.
Well, I think it is. And let me just say congratulations to you for being part of this rich, rich legacy.
Thank you. I didn't expect, if you'd asked me 2 years ago, will you be there for KSRO's 80th birthday, I would have probably said no. Because, you know, I had a whole different career. I was an attorney for years. I may be an attorney again. I still am an attorney. But
this you was come a great, back to radio.
It's sad. I think
it's in the blood.
It is in the blood. And it's so great to be working with you. We work together in another group.
Yes.
And, we can talk about it. We worked together when I was on Mix, when it was 104.1, and you were on Q105, 104.9, which is now Mix.
Yeah,
we could confuse everyone up.
Yeah, it does. It comes around and goes around. But there is something, and every person who's really ever worked on the radio will tell you this. It is in the blood.
It is.
And when plus, what the hell else are we going to do?
Yeah, we're pretty useless otherwise. Yeah,
we're really not capable of doing anything but opening up the microphone and going after it. But if you've got to have a career, especially in a place like Sonoma County, if it includes this particular radio station, then I think we're pretty set.
I agree. And thank you so much for having me on. This is just, it's amazing. I can't believe it's been 80 years.
I can't either. I can't either. So when we'll talk again when we celebrate the 100th.
I'll bring my walker.
Okay. Bring one for me too. Thank you so much, Heidi. A pleasure to have you here and a pleasure to know you. And again, congratulations for being such a great part of this team.
Thank you. I'm going to go do the station books now if you wonder what I do for
Okay. Yeah. And when she's not doing this with me, she writes our checks. So please, off with you now.
Thank you.
That's Heidi Larson, a.k.a. Heather Black, right here on KSRO.